I'd like to read very important scripture this afternoon, which is Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. Open your Bible, Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. Let me read it from verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you are circumcised in the putting off the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but will the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. When you are dead in your sins and in the circumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Amen. Let me pray. Oh, Lord, thank you so much your blessing and your protection upon our church. This morning, one member, she came to our service. She almost injured or serious injured, but thank you, Lord, she's safe. And she's not injured. And of course, her car was broken, but she's alive, and she was smiling, and she's thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. This church is built on your word, and this church is led by your will, Lord. Lord, keep pouring your blessing upon each of us, upon every member, every people coming to this church, and we can praise your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This scripture I have read now was very important truth or teaching is included. First, Paul said, We were dead. Of course, we looks alive. Our body is moving. Are physically not dead. But of course, Paul said we are dead spiritually. But which means from God's sight, from God's point of view, we are not alive. We are dead. Which means whatever we do, that makes nothing, no means, meaningless. Whatever we try to do something good or something worthy, that is not good, that's not worthy. From God's sight, nothing happens because we are dead. Paul explains, use the illustration that is the Jewish ritual how can I say it, Jewish ritual or religious custom, which is circumcision. I can preach in English this sermon. I can say circumcision many times because it's not feel something weird to me. But if I say in Japanese, you know, I feel something, you know, shame or, you know what the circumcision is. Do I need to explain? If you have, you don't know about circumcision, ask Jim after the service. But I know, of course, Jews or other nations or other people still have the custom of circumcision. And if you are born in Jews, you have to be the male has to be circumcised. That is the sign of the Jew, and that is a that is a sign of the people of God. But Paul says, even if you are circumcised physically, and circumcision is the sign of the taking out your sinful nature, taking out your godliness. That is the meaning of circumcision. If I read through the scripture about circumcision, you will know more. So the Jews, I don't know if they like it or not, but they are proud of being circumcised. That is the sign of the people of God, and also that is the sign of we are taking out our sinful nature. But Paul said in this scripture, of course you are circumcised, putting off the sinful nature, that is not the sinful... You're circumcised by the hands of men, and you think, Jews, you guys think you are the circumcision is a sign of taking out the sinful nature, but that is not correct. But if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are circumcised by Christ, and that is the perfect circumcision. And that is a perfect sign of taking out your sinful nature. And this circumcision, the spiritual circumcision, is not just taking out the small skin or something. This circumcision is dead and alive. Verse 12 said, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised in him from the dead. So basically, circumcision is a small illustration that actually that is dead and alive. Your old character or your old self were taken out and got a new one or something. But that is just the little sign, and that is not the perfect sign, and that is the circumcision by human's hands does not mean anything. But if you believe in Christ, that is not the physical circumcision, but spiritual circumcision, but that is the 100% perfect circumcision, perfect sign of taking out your sinful nature. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you don't need to be circumcised. Because if you believe in Jesus,
you're circumcised spiritually. But you know, the Jews, only male got circumcision. The females, no. Because they were not counted as the members of God. Yeah, the numbers in the Old Testament, there are many census, you know, numbers, right? Just men's, just male numbers. Females are not counted. Sorry. Yeah. Only male, especially male circumcised men were counted. Yeah. That's Jewish understanding. But Christians, whatever your gender is, male or female, we are all circumcised spiritually by Christ Jesus. Amen. So you are counted. Welcome to God's family. Amen. No discriminations. No difference between men and women, male or female. Because you are circumcised by Jesus Christ, that is not by hands, but by hands of Jesus' nailed hand. Right? That is spiritual circumcision.
When you are dead in your sins and in the circumcision of sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ, verse 13 says. When we are in sinful nature, God made you alive. God made us alive. With Christ. What does it mean? With Christ. He died and He raised. He became alive. We died and we made alive with Jesus Christ. We are circumcised spiritually, and also now we are living, we are alive, not by ourselves. We are alive with Christ. We live because Jesus lives. We can follow God's will because Jesus is walking with us. We can do God's ministry, God's mission, because Christ is with us. We cannot do anything without Christ. Amen? Amen? We are alive because Jesus is alive. Do you feel every day Jesus is with you? Maybe sometimes? Once a week? Twice a month or something? Jesus is with you 24 hours. Even if you're sleeping or tired, working, studying, cooking, Jesus is with you. We are alive because Jesus is alive. And verse 14, that is the most important scripture. Having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us. Have you ever seen your code? It's kind of paper or contract or something. It's against you. That was against us and stood opposed to us. And in Greek, this code means burden. or lawn, like and this cord, which I have never seen and you have never seen it before, but there are the cords or the regulations, the kind of a paper accusing you. God has the paper. And stood, and that is against us and stood opposed to us. We don't know the kind of code are there, but God knew, and God has the code, and God was cared for that. He was anxious about that code against us. But we cannot pay the loan back 100% because we are sinful nature. We have nothing can do to take away that code, that contract, a promise or something. So, God who loves us, have one plan that cancel that code. That is, put that code nailing to the cross. Which means God used His own Son to pay our debts back. Of course, to God Himself. We have debts, but we cannot pay them all. But Jesus came to this earth, and He take all our burdens, all our debts on His shoulder, and climb upon the cross right there and right there, and nailed it. That is actually happened in this New Testament world. If you pay, or if you pay out your loan, or the paper was put it on the, I don't know where, maybe the gate of the city, or some, I don't know where the bank was there or not, but somewhere the public space, they put the paper and on the paper, you see the cross. They put the big cross on the paper, which means this code with the regulation is gone. Someone who have a from make some bad things, or you know, broke the regulation, or all these things. But if you finish, or if you pay your whole loan back, and they put the paper on the wall or somewhere, and put the cross on the paper. So this scripture is very beautiful because
our debts, our cords are on the cross. So this cross means what?
Our cord is taken away.
Your debts are paid. You don't need to go to hell. You don't need to go to police station and pay your punishment. You don't need to do anything because when you see the cross, that is a sign. The cord is taken away.
So Paul, of course, knew the custom. When the cord is taken away, the people put it on the wall and put the cross.
So they do what we do, right? When you finish your something, you put on the cross in a paper, right?
So the cross is a sign. Have been canceled, the written code. All our sins are forgiven.
All our debts are paid. So we are free. We are, our sinful nature is taken away. And our debts are 100% paid. So we are totally sons and daughters of God.
If you have doubt in your heart, am I saved? Or am I still sons or daughters of God?
See the cross. That is the sign.
Your written code was canceled.
No, nothing left. You're free. Nobody accuses you. Nobody can ask you, hey, you have to do this, and you have to do this, you have to pay this. You're all those things not finished. No. All you have to do is see the cross. Hold the cross like this. This or this. This or this. We
let me read it again. When we are dead in our sins and in the uncircumcision of our sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that was stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Nailing it to the cross. Nailing it. Jesus Christ was nailed.
That is the same figure, the same illustration. They nailed the paper on the wall and put the cross on it. Jesus was nailed, his body was nailed on the cross, and says, you are free. You are totally free. Amen. Amen. We are free. Nobody accuses us. We have everlasting life.
And Jesus is living with us. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we were dead, but now we are alive with Christ because our debts are paid. Our code were canceled on the cross. A cord was nailed, and said, this is end. This is canceled. The sign of cross is the sign of freedom. Sign that we can live forever with Christ. Thank you so much, your grace and blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.